Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast, and I'll tell you what, a big Saturday night slash Sunday morning on Stan Sport. You've got the Waratahs up against the Blues. They're at Leichhardt, the last game for the Waratahs at Leichhardt. In this home and away season, of course, they'll head back to the new Sydney Football Stadium as that's built later this year or completed. And then you can just stay up all night because at 4:30 on Sunday morning, you can go into the Champions League final on Stan Sport between Liverpool and Real Madrid. And I know that Wallaby great Matt Burke, that's exactly what he'll be doing. Oh. Morning to you, Burke.
I'll be out at Leichhardt Oval filling the hill, boys. Good morning to you. It's been a remarkable turnaround from our guys, as in Waratahs, watching them do their stuff. And you mentioned before, Will, just off air, but they're a well-drilled side at the moment. You know, and a part of the fabric there at the moment, there were some decisions that had to be made last year. And more so, it's the belief in the blokes and themselves from the new coach. And, you know, they find themselves inside the top eight. If they get a win on Saturday night, it could propel them to the top four. There's all these connotations. And this is coming from a team last year that, you know, didn't win a game. And so, you know, anything, obviously, with a W on it was a bonus. But what they've really done was been able to change the culture.
Mm. Berkey, what's your take on a couple of the big New Zealand sides, the Crusaders and the Blues,
yeah,
resting the majority of their players when they come up against the Waratahs? Is that disrespectful?
No. I'm happy with that. I looked at the table the other day. So when our blokes... when the Waratahs won the other day, I was looking at the table thinking, right, they've got the Blues next week. The Blues are already ahead. They've already secured that home sort of next game, home final. So they don't need to. And I would as well. You know, send the blokes home, let them have a rest. There's no...
But you don't think they see the Waratahs as, you know, it doesn't worry us.
This second 15 game, as they're calling it, it's going to be bloody hard as well. You know, like you don't get any easy teams when you play in New Zealand. I remember South Africa a couple of years ago, they sent half their team, three quarters of the team down to New Zealand because they thought that was the better game or the much more important game. And they played a second string Wallabies in Johannesburg, and our blokes got dusted. And so you can never walk in, because if you know, Loz, in the back of your mind, if you go, look, I've got who's at the bottom of the table at the moment, you know, Titans, for example. Yeah. If I've got Titans, that's a sweet win for us, you know. And you get there and you get absolutely belted. So, you know, there's motivation for the Waratahs to play well. One, at home, fill the hill, as you said, start to build that sort of, momentum to then lead into Middo, as you said before, about looking at SFS next year, you know, like be able to fill a stadium and get some people on board.
Mm. In sporting terms, teams, they like to talk about DNA or identity or whatever word you want to put there.
Yeah.
When you look at the Waratahs this year, what do you see? What's their identity this year been?
I see, and they played for each other last year, but it was, you know, they were a broken team. This year, they've got an understanding of how to play. You never want to, I suppose, you know, just throw, you know, whatever on the last bloke, but it was just it was lost last year. You know, just the communication of being able to play on what they wanted to do on the park. And I'm looking at it now. I mean, I rang a couple of boys last year and said, you know, maybe you could try this, this, and this. And they said, no, look, we're not allowed to. And so now that they've got the freedom to be able to play inside their own half, outside their own half, they're passing the ball. Like that game against, and albeit they lost against the Hurricanes a couple of weeks ago at Leichhardt, that was the best first half of footy I've seen them play. Mm. The ball movement, Lolokai Fekete, Izzy Parisi, unfortunately hurt his knee that day. Just good football. Short passing, interchanging passing, like speed of play. And, mate, people are getting excited to watch the Waratahs again, you know, and which is great. So, you know, that can only mean a good thing for where they've come from. And so what they're allowed to do now is play. They're understanding how to play a game. So they've been given a blueprint. And Middo, as you said before, it's they've been given a blueprint to be able to play, and they're understanding how to play. And so now it's becoming being able to play for that 80 minutes, be able to back it up, making sure that, you know, against the top teams, that they can withstand the onslaught of the Kiwi boys coming on and give something back to them as well. So that's the work in process.
Gosh, I was thinking of resting players ahead of finals. I think you were a part of a team in 2002 that rested
really?
Some
no,
players.
Never.
So the Waratahs rest players from against
memory.
The Crusaders yeah. over in New Zealand.
96-19. We nearly got a bonus
96-19.
Point.
96-19. That worked well.
We nearly got a bonus point by losing by 70. We scored three tries and we nearly got a bonus point.
96 points.
But the problem was, 19. He came back home the next week against the Brumbies and got absolutely
got
pumped.
Yeah, yeah, by 50. And, so, and we won Brumbies earlier that year in a massive game. Bobby Dwyer.
Sorry to bring that
up. No, that's right. But I laugh at it because Bobby Dwyer calls me and I was captain. And Bobby Dwyer calls me in and he goes, mate, I think we're going to rest a couple of players this week. And I went, yeah, mate, it's 1-2 at Jade Stadium, Christchurch. I said, mate, it could be a good idea to make a statement this week, like, you know, really rip in. And he goes, no, I reckon we're okay. And so he replaced hooker, second row, back row. Witts got injured after about 8 minutes. He got a corked like bum and he couldn't walk and he's hobbling. I said, you can't. I said, you've got to go off, mate. You can't. You're worse for us, you know. So he left. Matt Rogers did an eyebrow, so he left. mate, he was out of there real quick.
Was the Dell playing?
No, he wasn't there at that time. No, he wasn't there at that time. Yeah. And so we played, and Andrew Merton's great mate, obviously, and I think you've had him on the show. We wanted to tack around him, number 10, because he wasn't the greatest tackler. So we play this great play, 10-12 slip. I come on the inside there underneath, and Manny Edmonds was 10. Bang, straight through. First play, 80 metres. And Manny threw this specky of a pass, and their Fijian winger picked it up and went and scored the try. I was like, okay, boys, we are on here. We're good. Let's go the same play. Intercept, missed it, bang. We're 14-0 after, 8 minutes. It was like, boys, that's okay. Stick to the game plan. 63-0 at halftime.
Oh,
and Bobby Dwyer goes, boys, we're still in this. Let's go back to nil all. We're still in this. So we finished at 96-19. And Mertz missed, I think, two goals. It could have been 100. And I came back and I saw Gordon Tallis. I was at the Origin when Freddie was just having a ball and Gerd scored all those points. So when was that? Like about
2000?
It was 2000, maybe 2000 afterwards. Yeah. And he goes, but I was captain of Queensland. And he goes, what were you saying to the boys? He goes, because I was saying to the boys, don't let him get to 30. Don't let him, Gordy, get to 40. Make sure you don't let him, beep, get to 50. And I was saying, yeah, my mind was like 80, 90, 100. That was the only problem. So, yeah, there's things in resting teams. And these boys, yeah, this it's an opportunity for the Blues. And Daniel Hallengar, who's assistant coach over there, used to play at the Waratahs, saying, you know, like, there's still respect there. And the respect is still playing hard. And I see, you know, every reason why you should be able to rest some players.
Shame we don't get to see Roger Tuivasa-Sheck back in Sydney, but saw some comments from Sir John Kerwin this week saying that he'll definitely make the All Blacks because he brings something different.
He brings something different. I saw him do a shoulder, what do they call it, a seatbelt tackle on Nick White the other week. One of the great rules of rugby union that you can't tackle, if you're tackling from a chasing point of view, you can't go over the shoulder. So, which is just what you grew up doing, you know, and he did that in rugby league. So he's still learning the game of rugby union, but you're right, bringing something different, the step, the offload. He's playing behind a forward pack that's allowing him to do that, which is, a byproduct of a very good pack that the Auckland Blues have. Why not? You know, like you're leading into a World Cup year, 2023 in France. You know, they haven't won the World Cup since 2015. They want to get back on that world stage. And look, when you've got players like that who can add, why not? He went to the right franchise. That's the biggest thing to him. You know, if he was playing down in, Otago or the Hurricanes, perhaps, for example, maybe he wouldn't have been able to have a highlights reel of what he's had at the Auckland Blues. So he's certainly chosen the right franchise. And look, you know, like if you're getting the nod from John Kerwin, who's been there, done that, you're going okay. Now, they're hard judges over there as well. Like, you just don't get a run in the All Blacks just because you've done something in the NRL or been there around. So for him to be able to get that endorsement, it's a big thing.
The Brumbies, they've had a good season, Berkey.
Yeah.
I mean, they were beaten last week by the Blues, but, you know, they've competed against the Crusaders and won games against other franchises over there.
And won well.
And won well. Mm. Are they a realistic chance of
They are.
Winning?
They are. I mean, the Blues last week, field goal to Bowden Barrett to finish the game off, and then everyone, all the detractors come out and say, field goal shouldn't be worth 3 points, that kind of stuff. I said, well, it is, so deal with it and until they change the laws, which they're not going to.
But the Blues would have set up differently if, 100%. If it was only worth a point anyway.
Correct.
They would have
you
set just, up
you
to
keep
attack
going, you
and
keep
try
going,
and score. Yeah.
If it's a try or if not a penalty. You know, remembering, you know, you it's a last gasp shot for a field goal. But they are. They've got a line out to be able to challenge teams. They've got a scrum that can challenge teams, and they've got a back line, albeit that can play and play with some.
And they've got the next coach of the Wallabies.
And they've got the next coach of Wallabies. So you know, it's
he
like
should
a,
be coaching the Wallabies.
It's,
after
it looks really. Like a it looks like a back in the day of sort of a Rod McQueen, Eddie Jones type scenario. You know, when those blokes then stepped up to coach Wallabies, it's a well drilled outfit. You know, it's a well drilled outfit, and yeah, they've re-signed and their players, they're retaining players as well, which is good for them. They're a good outfit on their day. They're great. And no doubt we are chasing the Kiwi teams. Absolutely. You know, when you look at it, the Blues are on top, Crusaders are an outstanding team. But what I've liked is the games that they have won. They've won well as well. They've put, you know, they put 48 on the Highlanders, I think it was, as well. So, pardon me, the Hurricanes. Just good football being played.
Not too far away until we see the Wallabies up against Eddie Jones, England.
Yeah.
July 2, 9 and 16 at Perth, Suncorp and the SCG, respectively. Looking ahead, you know, there's a lot of excitement that, you know, we're going to compete, particularly not just against England, but looking towards the All Blacks as well. Mm. Two probably problem positions, well, not so much problem, but very much still, I guess, up for grabs, Berkey. Would you say the 10 and the 15 when you think crucial positions? But who is going to be the starting fly half for the Wallabies and who's going to fill your old jersey in 15?
Mm. It's a massive one because, I mean, that's your general, really, the number 10 to get you around. You know, do we go back to what happened last year with Quade Cooper coming in, you know, controlling games? Who's going to play 15? If you want to play for the Wallabies at the moment, play 15 because there's sort of no one who's really putting their hand up.
I find that astonishing.
It is because, you know, we always talk about doing your trade, and your trade is just playing games. And I remember Jordan Petaro, it was about, must have been the start of the year, he said, you know, I wouldn't mind having a crack at fullback, you know. You don't just have a crack at fullback. Like, you got to play there, and you got to be able to learn your trade and understand. And he's had a few starts at Queensland in their 15. He's playing 13 this week, and there's some, I think Jock Campbell's playing 15. But, you know, Banks has signed to go overseas. They're bringing Bill back, remember, next year for... you know, he got a start at the end of season two, and they thought that warranted him getting a start again. So he's back with Waratahs next year. So Rennie's certainly got him in his sights to play there. But I think it's about you need to build relationships. You know, you talk about this cohesion that you have in amongst teams, and you need to be able to play with blokes in that team to then step up to have that same amount of the word is cohesion. Who plays 15? Who plays 10? Lolasio playing 10. Edmed's playing good football at the moment for Waratahs. Is he at Wallaby level yet? I don't think so. But he's certainly going to be pressing for, you know, a look at me type factor. Pataia, does he play 15? At the moment, they're juggling balls. I don't know who they're going to play at 15. That's the thing. And when you're coming into, as you said, we've got three tests against England. And Eddie Jones will be crafting something. They're a good outfit. You know, they have 12 teams to choose from in the Premiership. They're just about to finish up over there at the moment. They've got some good players happening and playing for them. Albeit they didn't win Six Nations, they're a strong outfit, you know. And so our guys need to settle on someone and settle on someone quick. And I don't know if that means telling the coach, play this bloke at 15. But then you've got injuries as well, you know, that you have to sort of do for the good of the team. So it's going to be a tough one.
So we've improved.
Yep.
Where are the Kiwis?
It's interesting because I spoke to Jeff Wilson the other day, the old winger fullback from the Kiwis, and they were saying, they were asking the same question. Where's our improvement been? Mm. Now, is our improvement from an Australian perspective been because we were so bad in the previous years? Or have those guys not got any better? I think those guys are continually getting better, but I think that the rate of improvement, certainly from New South Wales, Queensland, ACT, has been very good.
Because it looks like we're on the upward spiral, and they're sort of... They're staying the same, well, they're back a notch or two.
Yeah, have they plateaued? I mean, when you look at some of the outfits like the Aucklands and Crusaders, they're always going to be, you know, pressing to be able to push that pass to make them the better.
But they were always dominant.
Always, yeah. We've caught up on, no doubt, we've caught up on those other franchises. Yeah. You know, caught up on the Hurricanes, caught up on the Highlanders, and having a good crack at them as well. You know, like, and You know, Waratahs winning down in Dunedin the other day, first time since 2015. I mean, that's just mentally, from an Australian perspective, it's like, happy days, tick the box, you know. And when it happens, when you get to the collective wearing a gold jersey, there's not so much less fear, but there's less fear in that scope, knowing that you come up against New Zealand, but that's okay.
Great to see you in the studio here.
Boys, all good.
Berkey, thanks all for good. Joining us.
It's going to be a good round of football to finish off and then get into the finals.
Looking forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, boys.